Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank.
And I'm Reba Haas from Team Reba.
We're here every Saturday at what time, Reba?
2 to 3.
That's right.
So at least I know.
On AM 1590, The Answer. That was just my way of saying, let's just make sure, because I get it wrong every time.
You do on occasion, yeah. Yes. Oh, and well. Then, of course, I have to point it out.
Yeah, I know. You're so good about that.
Yeah, I know. But you know, I'm your friend. I'm watching your back.
We both, Reba and I, are available outside of 2 to 3 on Saturdays to answer your questions. And lots of our listeners have story problems for us to solve. We're always happy to do that. Reba, if somebody wants to reach you for a real estate-related question, how can they reach you?
They can either call or text me at 206-915-3429. Oh, I just said 915. That's your number.
That's my number.
I'm 910-3429. Look at that. I'm so used to calling you. I don't call myself. Look at me. But actually, email is a great way, because if you go to info@teamreba.com, mm-hmm. that goes to me and the majority of my team. And then somebody can definitely get back to you right away, because there's a number of eyeballs that will get on that right away. And if it's something very specific for me, of course, you can just send it to Reba@teamreba.com if you want it to be super confidential. Mm-hmm. But if it's a general or generic question, we're happy to take them at the info@teamreba.com. Also, if you're interested in signing up for any of our classes, or you want to know what our class schedule is, that's also the email address that you want to go to.
Yeah, and I have to say, you're really, really quick about getting back to people.
Yes,
well,
we are super fast about it.
Right. And if you have a financial or mortgage-related question, give me a call. You can catch me anytime at 206-915-3742, 915-ERIC. That's ERIC. Or you can email me anytime, eric@ericismybanker.com.
Yeah, and of course, we're also both on Facebook, so you can find us there, right, if you need to try and track us down
we're
in that format.
We're pretty easy to track down.
That's right. Very, very easy to find.
Yeah, that's right.
Put my name anywhere and you'll find it. Of course, people misspell our last names constantly. So
of course.
You know, Team Reba, though, you'll find me all over.
That's right. Eric is my banker. That's pretty easy, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so we missed getting a chance to go through the market update.
Yeah.
So let's do that super quick, because you were mentioning during the break that not a lot of alterations around what's going on with rates. So
right. We still get a little bit of fluctuations here and there. This week it's Turkey.
And it's not even Thanksgiving.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's not Thanksgiving. It's that country over there in Europe, or kind of, you know, middle over there.
Eastern Europe.
Having some trouble with their currency and their politics, and that's affecting the mortgage markets over here. Because what happens is, when things go bad in other parts of the world, we get what's called flight to safety investing. People will buy our bonds instead of other people's. And we were benefiting greatly as the lira has been plummeting, just getting tanked compared to the dollar. That's actually been beneficial for mortgage rates. Lately, though, last couple days, things have started to stabilize a little bit over there, and that's actually not as good for our interest rates. So we kind of have a little bit of push, a little bit of pull, but overall, mortgage rates have all summer long have remained relatively stable. The national average 30-year fixed rate conventional mortgage today is hovering right around 4.65%, just a little bit down from last week. A 15-year fixed rate around 4.15%. VA and FHA loans around 4.38%. Those are down kind of nicely right now. Mm-hmm. Jumbo 30-year fixed rates are hovering around 4.39%. And if you're looking at shorter term type loans, a 5/1 ARM, which is a 30-year loan fixed for the first 5 years, right around 3.96%. And always my usual disclaimer, these are national averages for rates.
Right.
Your rates will vary, and they're going to vary based on your credit score, the loan amount, the type of transaction, and how much you're actually borrowing. So be sure and check with your lender for some specific rates, or give me a call. Always happy to give you estimates, give you numbers. Eric@ericismybanker.com.
And of course, I want to remind people, if you want to learn more about the overall lending and real estate process, tomorrow, actually, it's not tomorrow.
Today.
It'll already have been done by the time we have this show.
Yeah.
We just had a class.
Yeah.
What am I thinking? We have to get more classes.
One of your peeps taught it.
I know. Yeah. Marissa and Sarah will be having taught a class. We actually need to get one scheduled for us.
We do. Okay, let's do that for September.
Yes, we'll look at something coming up.
We'll get that scheduled.
Yeah, and if you're interested in coming to one of our classes, send your information to info@teamreba.com, and we'll go ahead and get you the details once we get that scheduled.
Yeah, our classes are no fluff. They are packed.
Yes.
What do you like? What do I like to say? Cram-packed. With information that will help make you a better buyer, much more educated, knowledgeable buyer.
Well, and we're not sure which one we're going to do, so I don't want to get too much into which,
because
we have a 2-hour class and a 5-hour class,
right?
And we got to decide which one we're going to do.
Yeah. Okay. We'll figure that out.
All right.
Hey, we should do one of those ones at the winery.
Okay. Again. Well, we'll talk about that off air.
Okay.
Okay. Because I want to get to our guest. You know, because you and I can blather at each other all day long. If our listeners haven't figured that out by now, we're like brother and sister, and it's just like yammer, 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 yammer.
I know.
So, So I want to introduce Leslie Myers, who is the customer outreach manager for South King County at Puget Sound Energy. Thank you so much for being here today.
Hi, Reba. Hi, Eric. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
I'm really envious of your tan.
Oh,
seriously, I've been laying out, but it does not look like that.
Oh, well, this was a accumulation of several trips this year because I've been out of country several times, went to Hawaii. And then now, of course, I have a new boat and I've been spending time out on boats. So it's been good. I'm sure next year it may not be quite as deep because I don't know if I'll go on as many trips. But thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. So I want to let our listeners know, like, how I met Leslie is many people know I serve on the Renton Chamber Board of Directors, and we had a presentation last month, I think it was, maybe 2 months
ago,
where Leslie came in and you were discussing about a program that was coming to the Renton area.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's not limited to Renton, and I want to make sure that we cover some of that today, too. But why don't you share with our listeners real quick a little bit about who you are and the program you're representing today.
Sure. So as Reba said, I cover all of South King County. I'm part of the customer outreach team. There are 9 of us on my team and we're all geographically assigned. And I am lucky enough to serve everything from Renton south to Auburn, Des Moines to Enumclaw, and all the way to Federal Way too.
It's a huge territory.
It is really big.
Wow.
Yeah. I drive I try and drive efficiently as much as possible.
I know the feeling. I cover South Snohomish to North Pierce and all of King in between, so I can 100% agree with you on trying to pack your meetings together.
Yes, clustering.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
So, great.
Yeah.
Okay. So tell us about the program that you were discussing when I saw you at the chamber.
Okay, sure. So at the end of August, August 28th through the 30th, we're going to be going door to door with our contractors to talk to small business owners. We're focusing on the historic downtown area of Renton. But as Reba said, it is open to any Renton. It's open to any Puget Sound Energy customer. We go to our small businesses, small and medium sized businesses, take a look at what's going on, give you an evaluation to help you understand where your energy is being spent, how you might be able to save money by conservation. And while we're there, we're also going to replace all of your incandescent and fluorescent lights for energy efficient LED for free.
Hold, wait, say that again?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. That's what everybody in the room went, huh?
And these are for businesses.
These are for businesses.
Yeah.
This is huge.
Yeah. One of the things that we know is that it's really hard for businesses to, one, have the time to research and learn how to make sustainable choices, and two, to have the upfront cost of implementing them, even though over the long term, they'll save money.
Right.
But
Well, one of the things we talked about even just in that discussion was the major benefit, because the majority of small business owners don't own the building that they're in.
Right.
Right.
But they still pay their bill.
Exactly. They're still paying the bill, and it's really rare. In fact, I was just having this conversation with a guy from Skyway Solutions about, you know, when you have landlords who are out of area and they never, you know, do any updates or upkeep of the building, and you get frustrated, right? Because, you know, you don't want to always have to put all that cost into it if you don't have to, because businesses are tough to run and stay profitable anyway. But I thought it was awesome that it's like, whether you own the building or you don't own the building, you guys are going to go in this and provide this service. And frankly, depending on what kind of business you have, lighting,
it can be really big,
is significant.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Now, are you doing like an energy audit, or is this?
Exactly.
It is an energy audit.
Yeah, yeah. So me and a couple of other people, along with our contractors, will go introduce ourselves, do a quick evaluation, and then once we have the evaluation, the information is sort of hand-delivered to contractors that are following behind us.
Yeah.
And so for some people, they'll get those updates the same day, but for other days, it usually takes about 3 to 6 weeks to get everybody. But we're going to talk to at least 100 businesses in our campaign, and our goal is to sign up at least 80.
For crying out loud. And out of that, how much have you done some calculations on how much energy that will save?
Oh, yeah.
The typical cost savings for somebody? Or?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what those numbers are exactly. But the reason why we do it is because we've calculated that it is savings. We piloted this program maybe like 6 years ago, where we figured out that we could give people free light bulbs, but they weren't. If they weren't going to screw them in, it didn't make any difference.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, well, let's try and see if businesses will let us come in and screw them in for them. And we actually, and they actually change out some other of the guts of the light, the looks of the lighting.
Right, like the ballast and other things
exactly,
like that have
ballast.
To be changed out.
I just learned
out.
That word the
this
other day.
This puts a whole new paint
job. So this is where my old manufacturing component days.
Right.
Before real estate, for 15 years, I did manufacturing component sales for 8 years, and I did 5 years of software licensing. So I've got a technical background.
So what you're saying is that you're going to actually go out and actually screw local businesses.
That's not what I'm saying.
No.
Eric is my banker.com.
Oh boy, now I'm in trouble. Yeah, this is fantastic.
Although it does change the joke. How many PSC employees does it take to screw in a light bulb?
That's right.
Well, probably more than the business owner, but that's okay because they save money anyway.
Hey, we're doing it for you.
Exactly.
My mind is
it's
just
for free. Spent.
There's so many things I could say right
I
now.
I know,
but
please keep your mouth shut.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. This is fantastic.
Yeah.
So, I know. See, don't you love some of the people I bring on the show?
I do.
Amazed you don't know her. Last week when we had I can't tell you how many people I've brought on this show that he knows.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I always feel like I'm...
You thought you recognized me.
I know,
but
I thought I knew
you. Well, okay, so shout out to my peeps at Renton Technical College Foundation. If you know Carrie Shaw, there's going to be pictures, of course, that we always post on the after show stuff. We're going to show there's a doppelganger for Carrie Shaw at Renton Technical College Foundation. In fact, I'm going to challenge my marketing guy to get a picture of when we did hers and post it next to you and see if anyone can tell which one is which. You know, it's like, okay, which one's Carrie Shaw?
Mm-hmm.
Which one's Leslie Myers? I think we should do that as a fun campaign.
On.
Yeah, that would be a fun campaign, actually.
That's too funny. Well, hold that thought because I've got more questions for Leslie Myers from Puget Sound Energy. So when we come back, more with Leslie.
And we're going to get lit up.
That's right. Keep that switch on.
We're not
doing
that.
Stay tuned more. Open House with Team Reva.
Open House with Team Reva on AM 1590. The Answer.